Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 18th of September, recording at 9:18 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, what an interesting day. First, the highlights, though. Asian stock markets, mixed. Japan soft, particularly the banks index, which had a new reaction low there. It's really been the weakest bank index of all, I believe. China, same old story, very firm, closing with modest gains after yesterday's strength. India, doing well after some slight weakness early on in the trading session. European markets, a faltering start to the day, but strong closes. And some gains of over 2%, including significantly the IBEX index, which had broken through its August low yesterday but snapped back up in here today. And the big story, though, is Wall Street closed with terrific gains, 2.51% on the Dow. That's up 336 points, 2.92% on the S&P. That's up 43.13 points. 2.71% on the NASDAQ composite, that's up 70 points, dynamics all. And the news was that 50 basis points cut in the federal funds rate. More on that in a moment. And in government bonds, now we had a little bit of selling in the U.S. 30-year, modest gains in the 10-year, and the U.S. dollar took a big hit in here today, currently down 490 ticks. This is an after-hours trading on the U.S. dollar index, and that's taken it down to 79.23. Gold led another rally in precious metals here today. Currently off the highs, though, but still at 723.40 on bullion, and say rallies in the moderate rallies in the other precious metals as well. Nickel, interesting, big move on the upside here today, and $1,750. The copper market is also quite firm. Crude oil, 82.11, up $1.54 today. That's in after hours trading. Most of the industrial metals were firm in here. They were all firm in here today, and most of the commodities were firm. A notable exception, two exceptions, natural gas was weaker, and lumber was weak. Okay, so what's going on here today? Well, first, David is relieved, having said that my biggest fear yesterday, I said this in the comment of the day, which you probably saw, and also in the audio, that if I had a concern, it was that central banks would fall and behind the curve in terms of events, and that, I mean, my feeling, just to spend a moment on this, my feeling overall is that central banks are great on the academic stuff. These are highly intelligent men. They know their financial history. If they have a weakness, it is that they are less familiar with markets, and particularly the way a change in sentiment, a negative change in sentiment in particular, can spread like wildfire in the financial markets. That's the depressive side of the manic depressive crowd that I talk about so often from time to time, and not least at the chart seminar. And we do have to pay attention to sentiment and crowd psychology. After all, who buys and sells these things? Not the black boxes, it's people. or if people are acting on the basis of black boxes, never with that good results over time, you might have noticed, but it's still people who program the black boxes and program in their panic points as well. Okay, so I think this is a good action by the Fed. There was never any question of the Fed opting for any a tough love solution to the credit crisis. I think that would have been very, very damaging for the U.S. economy overall. It's the same. My concern was that they might not act quickly enough, and that as a consequence that would weaken their hand. Bernanke has shown that is not going to be the case, and so well done, Bernanke. No doubt he'll be criticized. People were already some people, high profile people were saying that the Fed shouldn't be cutting rates and should actually be raising rates. I question the logic of that and the motivation behind that comment. Needless to say. So, what are the implications? It's good for the stock market, increases the chances that the August reaction lows will hold. It helps the banking sector. It provides further evidence that we are seeing what I have described before, and did so before my holiday last week, that we are seeing a classic recapitalization of the banking and also the property sector, the two so often go together, via the yield curve at the taxpayer's expense. What are the consequences of this? Well, some of them briefly are that it will support asset markets. That means it should keep the overall bull run alive here in 2007, and really has set the stage for that reasonable fourth quarter that I had been expecting and forecasting for some time. It should cushion downward risk in the property markets that are currently under pressure. It will weaken the dollar further, causing the US dollar index to go down and at least test and almost certainly take out its historic lows of the 1990s. That's bullish for precious metals, and you will have noticed the re-rating that's been going on there recently. The implications for bond markets are more debatable in here. My feeling is that if the Fed continues to do a good job on managing inflationary expectations, and remember, inflation is a complicated issue. A lot of people are saying, oh, rate cuts will compound an inflation problem. Well, these are the same people who were telling us that we were going to see a major deflation a few years ago. Now, let's look at what's going on. We don't have much in the way of wage inflation, and it's modest. Inflation in manufactured goods is mostly on the modest side, although it has crept up a little bit. And the much stronger inflation has been in food prices. That's emotive. And it has also been in really most of the household bills. If you pay your household bills, and I'm sure you do, if you're the bill payer, I should say, then you will be well aware of what that cost of living has risen to. But again, if the Fed and other central banks fulfill their traditional self-appointed role of managing inflation expectations while providing basically somewhat inflationist monetary policy, they can probably keep bond yields from moving up very much over the next few months. But as I say, that's the most controversial point that I'll be mentioning in this. And you know my view that bonds are in a secular bear market. but a very, very gradually developing one. We're still in the base formation stage, extended base formation development. For instance, as far as long-dated government bond yields are concerned, I've held this view really since June 2003, when we saw the trough in the yields and the peaks in bond long-dated government bond prices. Now, we'll see a firmer tone in the commodity markets generally because recession fears will fade somewhat. There will be an additional inflationary cost down the road, but that might not show up for really a couple of years in here. So I think we've seen the right move by the Fed. I think it'll put some pressure on other central banks to not only stop thinking about further rate hikes. I'm talking mainly now about the ECB and the Bank of England, and to also consider when they should lower rates somewhat themselves. I expect further rate cuts from the Fed. They'll move in quarter point increments, I expect, at the next meeting, but I think that's, I'm not quite sure. I think it might be at least a couple of months away. And I think that's pretty much it. I'll sleep a little bit easier in here tonight. And I think that's it for now. I've been away most of the day, as you know, at the conference that I addressed. I'll have a little bit to say about that tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.